At Pathways of Light, whenever we get together, the first thing we do is join with Holy Spirit. So I will say an opening prayer and then play a song by Nita Bowen from her album, The Light Has Come. Holy Spirit, we come with joy in our hearts as we join together today to witness and
celebrate. Please hold.
Okay, I'm not sure why the recording did that, so let's start over. One moment. Okay. At Pathways of Light, whenever we get together, the first thing we do is join with Holy Spirit. So I will say an opening prayer and then play a part of a song by Nita Bowen from her album, The Light Has Come. Holy Spirit, we come with joy in our hearts as we join together today to witness and celebrate the ordination of five beautiful souls. We ask that you fill this ceremony with love, light, and peace. May you shine in the hearts of everyone attending today. Thank you for always being with us. May we always remember to go within and call on you and know that we can rest in God.
I rest in God. Earth and God today.
Welcome, everyone, to our ordination ceremony, and thank you for being here. I am Reverend Deborah Joy Bredekin. With us today, we have the founders of Pathways of Light, Reverend Mary Stolting and Reverend Robert Stolting, along with ministers from our office staff and the ministers who participated in facilitating the courses for today's five ministerial candidates. I now consider it a privilege to introduce the candidates for ordained ministerial counselor alphabetically by first name. Today we have Jessica Joy McNeil, Nicole Witt, Paula Price Meister, Ryan Hayes, and Taya Lee. And just as a reminder, everybody, please be sure to have yourself on mute. Ordained ministerial candidates, the Advisory Council has approved your applications and recognizes you are committed to being guided by Spirit. Each of you is a way shower and a role model, practicing mindfulness in your words and actions. As an ordained minister of Pathways of Light, you will have the opportunity to be a guiding light to many on their path of recognizing their own inner light. Your commitment to your growth, to sharing that growth with others, and recognizing the Christ in everyone you meet shines brightly for all to see. People will naturally be drawn to you and be guided by your example, the way you talk, the way you act, the way you live. Today's ceremony symbolizes a milestone in your life and is a recognition of your commitment to your path of awakening. We honor, respect, and acknowledge you in your deep commitment to being of service to Spirit. Reverend Robin Singler and Reverend Lorendi Rue will now read the following quote from A Course in Miracles, Manual for Teachers, page 5.
Certain pupils have been assigned to each of God's teachers, and they will begin to look for him as soon as he has answered the call. They were chosen for him because the form of the universal curriculum that he will teach is best for them in view of their level of understanding.
His pupils have been waiting for him, for his coming is certain. Again, it is only a matter of time. Once he has chosen to fulfill his role, they are ready to fulfill theirs. Time waits on his choice, but not on whom he will serve. When he is ready to learn, the opportunities to teach will be provided for him.
Okay. Next, I'm going to play a little excerpt from This Little Light of Mine. Reverend Deb Fee will now share the following from A Course in Miracles, text page 28.
You can do much on behalf of your healing and that of others if, in a situation calling for help, you think of it this way. I am here only to be truly helpful. I am here to represent him who sent me. I do not have to worry about what to say or what to do, because he who sent me will direct me. I am content to be wherever he wishes, knowing he goes there with me. I will be healed as I let him teach me to heal.
Tried and true.
From Chapter 6 in the Course in Miracles, titled The Lessons in Love, page 99, Reverend Tom Vargas, Reverend Maria Kingsley, and Reverend Art Serrano will read.
Okay, good afternoon. You cannot teach what you have not learned. And what you teach, you strengthen in yourself because you are sharing it. Every lesson you are learning. This is why you must teach only one lesson. If you are to be conflict-free yourself, you must learn only from the Holy Spirit and teach only by Him.
I said before, teach only love, for that is what you are. Only by teaching it can you learn it. As you teach, so will you learn. If that is true, and it is true indeed, do not forget that what you teach is teaching you.
An idea that you share, you must have. It awakens in your mind through the conviction of teaching it. Everything you teach, you are learning. Teach only love and learn that love is yours.
The candidates will now speak their commitment together aloud before the witnesses present. Candidates, please take your phones off mute. I'll give you a moment. And candidates together, please repeat after me. And we really enjoy hearing all your voices as you share your commitment. Here we go. As a Pathways of Light minister,
As a pathway of light minister,
I gladly choose to follow Holy Spirit's lead.
To follow Holy Spirit's lead.
I am willing to go within. Listen and be guided by Spirit. It is a blessing. To be a part of the awakening. By being a light in this world. And to help others to go within. And access their own inner wisdom. Beautiful. Thank you. Now please put your phones back on mute. Close your eyes and silently add whatever you wish to your commitment to Spirit as an ordained ministerial counselor. You will have a couple of minutes to communicate with Spirit silently. And to all the witnesses present, you may use this time of silence to tune in and reflect upon your commitment to the eternal Spirit within you. I will be silent for 2 minutes. You may wish to continue to keep your eyes closed and just continue to relax. And I'm going to play an excerpt from a song by Kathy Roble, Let Me Remember. So let those words just sink into your heart. Again, I would like to ask everyone, please make sure that you're on mute. I can see online that a lot of people are not on mute, and it does create strange sounds in our recording. So please put yourself on mute. Thank you. Okay. And now, Reverend Lorendi Ruse and Reverend Colleen Fee will share a quote from A Course in Miracles on page 33.
Once you accept his plan as the one function that you would fulfill, there will be nothing else the Holy Spirit will not arrange for you without your effort. He will go before you, making straight your path and leaving in your way no stone to trip on and no obstacle to bar your way.
Nothing you need will be denied you. Not one seemingly difficulty, but will melt away before you reach it. You need take thought for nothing, careless of everything except the only purpose you would fulfill. As that was given you, so will it fulfillment be. God's guarantee will hold against all obstacles, for it rests on certainty and not on contingency. It rests on you. And what can be more certain than a Son of God?
Now each of the ordained ministerial candidates will share with the group. Jessica Joy McNeil, please share with the witnesses present about what this ordination means to you and about the opportunity of being an ordained ministerial counselor. Please remember to take yourself off mute.
Okay. I'd like to actually start with just a line from the text in chapter 18. If you knew who walked beside you on the way that you have chosen, fear would be impossible. So to me, I know who walks beside me, and I know for sure that this ordination is the work of Spirit. It solidifies, in a way, my deep connection with Jesus, and it holds the key in sharing this connection with others. I didn't realize when he came to me years ago and showed me the simple path to healing that I was meant to be sharing this with others. But when he led me to Pathways, it all made sense. And it's so exciting to think that as a Pathways minister, I am a part of healing the collective. I realize that the words ordained minister are just that, words. But to me, they're powerful, as they signify my awe-inspiring path, moving through these beautiful Pathways courses and applying the teachings to my life. And I'm so grateful to be able to facilitate others along this path to peace. And the opportunity of being an ordained ministerial counselor brings me great joy and a deep sense of gratitude, as I really can't wait to share these beautiful teachings. I could say it over and over again with those who are placed in my path. I'm excited to be a channel for the Holy Spirit, for the continued healing of myself and of others. And I plan to walk through this so-called life with my bro Jesus constantly in my heart and in my actions. Being an ordained ministerial counselor is just a lovely reminder of that. And then I would just like to finish also with just a line from the workbook, lesson number 41. Deep within you, deep within me, is everything that is perfect, ready to radiate through me and you and out into the world. Thank you.
Thank you, Jessica Joy. Nicole Witt, will you please share what this ordination means to you and about the opportunity of being an ordained ministerial counselor? Please remember to take yourself off mute.
Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for being here today. For me, being this opportunity to be an ordained minister through Pathways of Light has been a journey really of deepening my trust in Holy Spirit, deepening this understanding that I really need do nothing except be an open channel, and that Spirit really is in charge and that I can trust in that. Going through this program, the first three steps with my facilitator and this last step with my classmates, that's not coming from my end, so who's ever not on mute, thank you. This being with my classmates has been this opportunity to really join. And even as we were at the beginning of this call today, as people were coming in and we were just sitting in silence, and it just felt like I was there joined in a circle with people. So with that, I'm going to be complete. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Nicole. Again, everyone, please put yourself on mute. We are hearing other sounds. Please put yourself on mute. I can hear someone talking in the background. Okay. And now, Paula Price Meister, would you please share what this ordination means to you and about the opportunity of being an ordained ministerial counselor?
Yes, I would love to. So, first of all, I'm just so filled with gratitude. I heard someone else say that, and just overcome with the joy in all of this to be able to be here at this time for Pathways and the work that Robert and Mary did, and my beautiful facilitator, Deborah, and the class and everyone in it. I mean, I think we just grew so much in it, and just so much gratitude for that, and my beautiful family and very close friends that are here. Just thank you. But most of all, I'm just so thankful that for my whole life, I know it's been guided by the Holy Spirit. And this brought me to this point today, which just feels like a continuation, even though it feels like a huge plateau. I know it's just a point. But, you know, even when in my life the healing that has gone on for me has been crazy, miraculous, I've experienced just great healing, both spiritual, physical, emotional, financial, and in relationships. And once I gave my life over to Spirit, I just learned how beautiful it can all be. And it's all just planned once we just let go and let God. Years ago, when I was really struggling, I just asked Spirit to give me a special verse. And mine actually came from the Bible, and I'm just going to share that with you because it's really important today. And the verse was 1 Peter 2, verse 9. And it said that you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you might declare the praises of him who called you out of the darkness and into his wonderful light. So today, I renew my vow to Spirit to do just that, to do my part in the healing of the world and of our minds, and to declare the praises of him who did call me out of the darkness, to help remove the obstacles, the love's presence in others, that they might be set free as well, to be the hands and feet of Jesus, to follow Spirit's lead. And I vow to stay in a place of joy and praise, to love those put in my path, and to practice forgiveness until we are all awakened from the dream. And with that, I'm complete.
Thank you, Paula. And Ryan Hayes, please share what this ordination means to you and about the opportunity of being an ordained ministerial counselor. Please remember to take yourself off mute.
Yeah, thank you. Yep, good afternoon to everyone, and thank you to everyone for being present. Appreciate what each of my fellow students and colleagues have said. For me, it's been just a process of trust, and I am already ordained as a minister in the Christian Church. So it has long been on my heart and mind as a part of my path to work in this area. But the opening up of the possibility of going through this program with Pathways came at a specific time where I can't say that there was a logical reason why I could have or should have started the program, but felt that prompt and that nudge to do so. And, of course, I'm terribly grateful that I have. First and foremost, I'd felt a nudge to work with a particular minister or a previously ordained minister through Pathways, and that's August, who I believe is on the call here as well. And at every single point throughout this journey working with Pathways, it's just been confirmed by way of little gifts along the way. Little guidances along the way that there is some reason beyond my current knowing as to why this is an important part of my journey. And August being one of them, who continues to be a valuable friend and mentor to me. And also with a lot of gratitude along the way for Pathways itself as an organization, for I received a scholarship several times when we most needed it, which I'm extremely grateful for that. And of course, part of this journey has also been a journey with those closest to me, namely my wife, Justine, who continually opened up space for me to be able to do these classes and to be with the kids on these Saturday and Sundays when we needed to continue through these latter courses. So I'm grateful for her as well. So it felt that it's been a process of both trust and of unknowing, not knowing where it's leading or where it's going. Of course, for now, for today, I'm grateful for where it's come to a fruition for the ordination. But after this, not completely sure, but knowing that it is a part of what I am to be and the path I'm to be on for this time in my life and for the foreseeable future in particular ways. So it means a lot, but specifically it's meant a development of trust and a development of trust of the guidance within me. And it continues to be that. And I'm grateful for the ways in which Pathways has assisted in my growing into that awareness and ability to listen. So with that, I'm complete. Thank you.
Thank you, Ryan. Taya Lee, please share what this ordination means to you and about the opportunity of being an ordained ministerial counselor. And please remember to take yourself off mute.
Thank you. Good afternoon to everyone. Very grateful to be here. As I was thinking about what to say today, I heard someone speaking this quote, so I wanted to just include it from Course in Miracles, chapter 25. To each, he gives a special function and salvation. He alone can fill a part for only him, nor is the plan complete until he finds his special function and fulfills the part assigned to him to make himself complete within a world where incompletion rules. And I feel as though everything in this apparent life has led me to now, this moment. All my searching, my trips to India, my wild life of looking for God, I now see that I have reached a certain end of a road where I believed I was separate and tried to change or provide some kind of help to other, quote, separate beings. I believed I was separate. Where I saw my life as real, I saw all of this world as solid. And when I first found the Course, I felt as though it was a death of who I thought I was. And I feel that this is really a culmination of all of that. The only thing left now, I feel, is to fully step into who I am and to see my brother for who he is, she is, to hear that small voice of the awakened part of all of us. Being ordained and a ministerial counselor symbolizes to me the awakening into being a teacher of God and the awakening of love, that deep love that we all are. I want to serve Holy Spirit in my own awakening and in those sent to work with me. This is all I feel that there is now. It feels like everything. I want to follow Holy Spirit in really every aspect of my life. And I'm honored to be a minister of Pathways now, and I'm so very, very grateful to have been led to this moment that has always been. Thank you to all of you. Thank you, Maria. It's good to hear your voice. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, thank you. I'm complete.
Thank you, Taya. And thank you to each of you for your beautiful, heartfelt sharing. And I'm sending a big hug to you all. Now, Reverend Tanya Incy, Reverend Art August Serrano, and Reverend Tom Vargas will read the following quote from A Course in Miracles, Manual for Teachers, page 72.
And now, in all your doings, be you blessed. God turns to you for help to save the world. Teacher of God, his thanks he offers you. And all the world stands silent in the grace you bring from him.
You are the son he loves, and it is given you to be the means through which his voice is heard around the world. Close all things of time, to end the sight of all things visible, and to undo all things that change. Through you is ushered in a world unseen, unheard, yet truly there.
Holy are you, and in your light the world reflects your holiness. For you are not alone and friendless. I give thanks to you and join in your efforts on behalf of God, knowing they are on my behalf as well, and for all those who walk to God with me. Amen.
We will now begin the anointing. I'm asking everyone to please hold your applause until after all five candidates have been anointed and guests have shared. Thank you. We'll begin with Jessica Joy McNeil is being anointed by Reverend Deb Fee.
Jessica Joy, please picture us standing facing each other and my thumb is on your forehead. I anoint you, Jessica Joy, as an ordained ministerial counselor of Pathways of Light. And I am asking Holy Spirit for a sharing for you. As I was thinking about this sharing last night and this morning, I was guided to the workbook, and it happens to be the lesson for the day. There's a prayer, and I thought it spoke to our journey together. It's lesson 324 in the workbook. I merely follow, or I would not lead. Father, you are the one who gave the plan for my salvation to me. You have set the way I am to go, the role to take, and every step in my appointed path. I cannot lose the way. I can but choose to wander off a while and then return. Your loving voice will always call me back and guide my feet aright. My brothers all can follow in the way I lead them, yet I merely follow in the way to you as you direct me and would have me go. I now introduce to everyone present Reverend Jessica Joy McNeil.
And now Nicole.
I love you, Dad.
Witt. And now Nicole Witt will be anointed by Reverend Tom Vargas.
Nicole, please picture us standing facing each other, and my thumb is on your forehead. I anoint you, Nicole, as an ordained ministerial counselor of Pathways of Light. And now I am asking Holy Spirit for a sharing for you. And in this spirit of holiness, I'm guided to share my experience or our experience during these facilitated courses. What has, first of all, I want to acknowledge all the hard work, the deep digging that you did, your authenticity. In doing this work, you left no stone unturned. You questioned everything there was to question and very sincerely went at the material. And for me, in earlier something that was read is that you in order to learn it, you need to teach it. And so I received the opportunity from being involved with you on this journey to really learn it on a level that I didn't learn it before when I took it. And that's something I think that going forward in your ministry that you're just like touching the surface, because when you go and start really teaching it and putting your heart into it and being the best Nicole that you can be, you really learn it, because you put your heart into it. You're best for yourself and that other person. And I just wanted to say it was an honor to facilitate you, and thank you for choosing me as your facilitator, because of that experience, I really have really renewed the teachings more than I have before, and I'm getting so much more out of it. So I want to acknowledge you and thank you for that, Nicole. I'm done.
Okay. And Tom, can you introduce Nicole? And Tom, can you now introduce, well, I now introduce to everyone present, Reverend Nicole Witt. Next, we have Paula Preismeister, and she will be anointed by me, Reverend Deborah Joy Bredekin. Paula, please picture us standing facing each other, and my thumb is on your forehead. I anoint you, Paula, as an ordained ministerial counselor of Pathways of Light. And now I am asking Holy Spirit for a sharing for you. And Paula, you are such a joy and such a light. And your heart is so deeply committed to Jesus and to our Father God. And I want to thank you for the blessing of every moment that we've spent together. And I know you will shine your joy and your blessings and your love of God to everyone, everywhere. My heart is just overflowing that we've been together, and I look forward to us continuing through the 900 courses. And everyone will benefit from the light and love that you emanate. And I now introduce to everyone present, Reverend Paula Preismeister. Next is Ryan Hayes, and he will be anointed by Reverend Art August Serrano.
Ryan, please picture us standing facing each other, and my thumb is on your forehead. I anoint you, Ryan, as an ordained ministerial counselor, Pathways of Light. And now I am asking Holy Spirit for a sharing for you. Well, Ryan, I am truly grateful that the Holy Spirit brought us together for this journey. You started as my student, but you became a friend and a teacher, and it has been an absolute blessing. So congratulations, Ryan, and I now introduce to everyone present, Reverend Ryan Hayes.
And now Taya Lee will be anointed by Reverend Maria Kingsley.
Thank you. Taya, please picture us standing facing each other, and my thumb is on your forehead. I anoint you, Taya, as an ordained ministerial counselor of Pathways of Light. And now I'm asking the Holy Spirit for a sharing for you. And I want to just briefly read one paragraph from the epilogue. No more specific lessons are assigned, for there is no more need of them. Henceforth, hear but the voice for God and for yourself when you retire from the world to seek reality instead. He will direct your efforts, telling you exactly what to do, how to direct your mind, and when to come to him in silence, asking for his sure direction and his certain word. He is the word that God has given you. His is the word you choose to be your own. Kaya, you are such a light, such a beautiful, wonderful soul. And I want to reflect back to you something that came to you as we were going through the lessons, and your divine self gave you these words. Kaya, you are as vast as the sky. You're boundless in strength and wisdom. You're holy as all beings are holy. You are the light as bright as the sun behind the physical sun. You are love, deep and all-encompassing. You are joy, bubbling up from the depths of the one Holy Spirit. You are. I am so grateful, Kaya, to have been sharing time with you, to hear your stories when you touch with Jesus. And I know you will continue to receive the love, the strength, the courage to continue as Jesus directs you. And so with great joy, honor, and reverence, I now introduce to everyone present, Reverend Kaya Magdalena Lee. Thank you.
We now invite any of the guests present to share. We love hearing everyone's sharing. So please say your name before you share, and then please say complete so we know that you are done sharing and the next person can share. And lastly, remember to take yourself off mute. So it's open now. Just take yourself off of mute and please share with us.
Hi, my name is Lisa.
Go ahead, Lisa.
Oh, sorry, I didn't know if you could hear me. I am Jessica Joy's mom, and I just wanted to congratulate Jess, and I know that she will continue to share the love and the joy that she always has in her life. And I also want to congratulate everybody else that is being ordained today. Thank you.
Love you, Mom.
Love you too, Jess.
And who would like to share next?
This is Tanya Insa. I just want to congratulate Jessica, Nicole, Paula, Ryan, Taya, and my heart is so full. It's been a blessing for me to be a part of your journey throughout step four, and you're all such a blessing, and I can feel your light, your innocence, sincerity on this path. So as you walk, as you continue walking on this path, please remember that you don't walk on this path alone. The Spirit is with you, and all your brothers and sisters, your mighty companions, as the Course calls them, are also with you. So some of them are a step ahead. Others are just behind you. And so when you're walking ahead, their path becomes easier. Thank you for walking on this path, and thank you for joining the Pathways of Life family. I love you.
Who would like to share next? We'd love to hear sharing.
Hi, this is Reverend Tom Vargas, and I would like to finish my part in presenting Reverend Nicole. I now introduce to everyone present Reverend Nicole Witt. Thank you.
And this is Deborah Joy, and I just want to welcome all five of you, beautiful, beautiful angels. It's been a blessing to spend time with you. I was with everybody during step four, and you all have such a deep commitment and so filled with love and light. And so welcome to the Pathways of Light family, and I love you all. I'm complete.
This is Reverend Lorendi. So much gratitude for being able to be on this wonderful occasion. And as I heard each of the ministers share about their love and appreciation for their friends and their family, I wanted to share that for those of you who are friends and family of the ministers here today, your role is also a very important one, as you have supported to this point, as you continue to support and love and grow in the way that feels natural to you. Your lives will also be blessed, and the lives of the ministers who are in front of us today will continue to be nourished and blessed. I found that as my family and friends have supported me along my journey, their lives have been enriched and their lives have grown, and the blessings that have come into their lives have also been innumerable. So just wanted to share my gratitude for all those who showed up to support today. And may peace be with all of us as we continue to do our part to be the light of the world. And I'm complete.
This is Reverend Deb Fee. And I want to congratulate Reverend Jessica, Reverend Nicole, Reverend Paula, Reverend Ryan, and Reverend Taya. Welcome to our family. And as a, you know, fairly new minister, I just would like to share that being a facilitator was such a blessing to me. It took me to a level with these courses that, you know, I didn't know was possible. And to experience it with a new student, it's the opportunity for the Holy Spirit to speak to us through our students and for us to speak to them, have the Holy Spirit speak through us to them. And it's just a gift. It was a great blessing. Every time we go to these ordinations, I feel blessed again. You're all a gift to all of us, and I love you. I'm complete.
Would anyone else on the call? Thank you. Go ahead.
This is Reverend Christine Anderson, and I would like to congratulate all the new ministers. And you're in my prayers and in my thoughts. And I know that you will be guided in such a perfect way, and your ministry will unfold in a perfect way. Every time I'm so honored to be at an ordination, I think about my ministry and what it means to me. And you have all inspired me so much today. And I feel renewed in my commitment to my own ministry of sharing light and love with the whole sonship. Thank you for all the steps you've taken. You really helped me immensely. God bless all of you, and have a wonderful journey. Thank you.
Thank you.
This is Amy, Amy Kresge. I am a friend of Nicole's, and I wanted to say congratulations to all of the ordained ministers. And Nikki, Nicole, I'm so excited and so proud of you. I know how hard you have worked for this, and I'm so grateful to you for always bringing me back to truth, for always reminding me to simply trust and to let go and let God. I love you. I treasure our friendship, and I'm so grateful to be on this journey with you. I'm complete.
Hi, this is Steve Evans. Congratulations to all the new ministers, and particularly Nicole, congratulations. Great work. Very proud of you. Complete.
Would anyone else like to share?
Yes, hi. This is Reverend Vicky from Toronto, Ontario, Canada, and it was such a joy being with you all today for the ordination of these five new teachers of God. And the words that stood out from where each one spoke of awakening, trust, gratitude, completion, service. And my heart just is resounding with joy and gratitude for this continuing work through Pathways of Light, bringing awakening and healing to the world. So congratulations to the five new teachers of God, and welcome to the Pathways of Light family, and no doubt of your success bringing light and healing into the world. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm done.
This is Reverend Christine. This is Reverend Christine again. I'd like to offer you a short song to all the new ministers. You're an angel, you're a beautiful light. You're an angel, and I know that I'm right. You're an angel, bringing help and love to everyone. And this help and love is yours to give. And in the giving comes the fun. You're all angels everywhere you go. I'm complete.
Who would like to share next?
This is Anne Lorraine. I would just like to say, wahoo! Complete.
Okay. Anyone else?
This is Jessica Joy, or I should say Reverend Jessica Joy. Is it okay if I say something that I didn't get to say earlier?
Absolutely. Any of the candidates, if there's something more you'd like to say, we'd love to hear it, so please go right ahead.
Beautiful. Thank you. I just wanted to be able to express, like, my deep, deep gratitude, first and foremost for Deb for hanging in there with me for the long haul. It was the most beautiful transformative experience of my life thus far, and I just treasure our friendship, and I wanted you to know. And I just wanted to say, too, thank you to all of the reverends that were with us through step four, Deborah and Tanya and Lorendi, and I think Reverend Diane might not be here, but it's just been a blessing working with all of you and each one of my fellow students. I just treasure you as a person and appreciate the learning that you've all brought into my life. And lastly, for sure, I really just wanted to say a huge, giant shout-out and thank you to Robert and Mary for being channels and creating this beautiful work. And this is just so joyful and exciting. And I love all of you here. I'm complete.
Would anyone else like to share?
Now, this is Maria Kingsley. I am just overwhelmed with the wonderful sharing. And I do want to thank Pathways of Light and Robert and Mary, and specifically Deborah Joy, for setting this up in such a wonderful way. I'm so grateful for the organization and the guidance that you receive and the love that you share and the many things you do. It's quite amazing and wonderful, and I pray that you receive many blessings because of that. But we are all one together, and so these new ministers, ministerial counselors, are joining in the effort to bring more light into this world, and we indeed need it right now. And so I'm just thrilled to find more people willing to stand up for spirit, speak out, represent the spirit and allow it to shine in their lives, private and public. And so grateful for all of us. I'd love to hear that we're all family, we're all one. And through this relationship, we are all enriched and uplifted. And I'm so grateful. Thank you. I'm complete.
Anyone else, just go right ahead. Once you hear someone says they're complete, anyone who'd like to share can just start their sharing.
This is Peter Dales. This was a beautiful service. Thank you so much. I'm complete.
I think there was someone else who wanted to share.
My name is Anna Price. I'm daughter of Paula Price Meister. I just wanted to congratulate her on all her hard work. We're all very proud of her, and we definitely see it, her using all her lessons in her life and sharing it to us. And I also want to say, yay, God. but she truly is an angel in our lives, and we're happy for her success. I am complete.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Anyone else like to share? Share your words of love. Go ahead. Okay, this is the last chance. Would anyone like to share before we close? Okay, well, we at Pathways of Light are truly blessed to have these five beautiful new ministers joining our family and our community. And so, again, a big congratulations to Reverend Jessica Joy McNeil, Reverend Nicole Witt, Reverend Paula Price Meister, Reverend Ryan Hayes, and Reverend Taya Lee. You are now Pathways of Light ordained ministerial counselors. Everyone, please take yourself off of mute so we can give them a big hand. Everyone, take yourself off of mute.
Yay!
And let's all congratulate them.
Yay!
Our hearts are filled with gratitude for all the beautiful sharing that we've had today. Thank you to everyone for coming and being a part of this ordination. This now concludes our ceremony, and you may hang up now. Love to everyone. Love, peace, and blessings.
Love
and
joy.
Bye-bye.
Bless you all.
Amen.
Thank you.
Love you.
Thank you. Love you all.